Hey, welcome. Thanks for joining us for another weekly episode of Can I Tell You Something Funny, a podcast about nothing where Chris and I banter about the week's past activities. Sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's show.
We did one last week, right?
We did do one last week.
It's like it carried away.
Chris, I can't believe it. 2 weeks in a row.
Are we recording?
We are. We're recording. Hello. Oh, hey. How are you, listeners?
You think we'd get better if we record more frequently, but that's not the case.
Yeah. It's not going to help us, Chris. Definitely not what our problem is. Not the frequency. I mean, this is unedited, wholesome content. This is what the people want. This is what the listeners expect.
And it is Festivus.
For the rest of us.
This is the greatest day, minus the day, a couple days from now for my kids will be the greatest day. But
you know,
this is a very good day.
It really is. I do enjoy the Festivus. I think it's sort of sad that not everyone watched Seinfeld or likes Seinfeld. And so most people have no idea what you're talking about, but I appreciate and respond to those who are like, hey, happy Festivus.
Yeah. I had several meetings today at work where I tried introducing, like, hey, everyone, it's Festivus today. Get ready. I'm going to air my grievances. And no one really bit. Mm-hmm. That's when I realized I'm too old.
Yeah. Oh, good point. I had a meeting today and I did not bring up Festivus, but another person in the meeting did. And I was like, oh, hey. Yes.
You're happy Festivus. You're immediately my best friend.
Right. I was like, oh, we see each other. Okay. I got it. Yeah. It was good. I appreciate it.
Should we give like a 30-second teaser of what Festivus is?
Yeah, go for it, Chris. You're very well versed, I think, in explaining it.
I actually read a book on it. But let me pull this up. So this is a holiday that was developed.
What? You read a book on Festivus?
They wrote it. Someone got it for me for Christmas, so it was a book. I read it.
Unbelievable.
I like reading.
Okay. Continue.
So you have to watch Seinfeld, right? And that ended in 1998. Can you believe that's been 22 years?
Oh.
It just blows my mind as well. Yeah. So anyway, I have not watched the episode of Festivus. I don't know if you have today.
No, I haven't today, but there's still time for me.
There's still time. There's still time to. Yeah, that's right. Almost only an hour away. But anyway, Festivus is a story that was, or a holiday that was created by Frank Costanza. And here's, like, I have a little synopsis that will help solidify. So it's December 23rd. Mm-hmm. And the story goes, many Christmases ago, this is being told by Frank Costanza, which is George's dad. I went to buy a doll for my son. I reached for the last one they had, but so did another man. As I rained blows upon him, I realized there had to be a better way. The doll was destroyed, but out of that, a new holiday was born. A Festivus for the rest of us. And you have to see him do it because he just gets very...
very animated.
One of the best actors in that capacity there.
Oh, yes, he was. Mm-hmm.
So the question is, is there a tree? No. Instead, there's a pole.
It's a metal pole. like an aluminum pole.
Yeah, yes. It requires no decoration. He finds tinsel distracting. It's made from aluminum, which has a very high strength to weight ratio. So we referenced earlier about airing of the grievances. So the tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of the grievances.
Right.
At the Festivus dinner, you gather your family around and tell them all the ways they have disappointed you over the last year.
That's
the best part.
Oh, it's so good. Yeah.
As Festivus rolls on, we will come to the feats of strength. And until you pin him, Festivus is not over. Feats of strength and all those things. So anyway, watch it. There's much more to Festivus than just this little synopsis that I read here. But it's a great episode. And one of the funniest parts is just really the airing of the grievance. Isn't that how you...
Yes. Because he opens it off with standing and saying, it's time for the airing of the grievances. I've got a bone to pick with a lot of you.
Cougar. My son says you're an idiot. Oh my gosh.
Oh, we could put the show. It's funny.
Yes. Yeah. So if you get a chance, from 22 years ago, it was probably that was probably 96, 97 when that episode came out.
At least, yeah, if not earlier.
Yeah.
Oh, so man, that makes me feel so old, Chris.
I know.
Because I remember like it was yesterday. Gosh. Oof. Okay.
I know. Well, how is that
dating
true?
Dating ourselves now.
And that's why when I say these things in front of people at work, they're like, look at me weird. Like, what are you talking about?
And you're like, oh, yeah, I could be your dad.
Yeah, this is depressing. Anyway, Festivus. So we'll, at the end of the episode, I think here we're going to air some grievances.
Oh,
potentially.
Yeah. Airing of the grievances for sure.
You've got a lot of issues with me.
That's right. And you people are going to hear about it.
Not being consistently doing a podcast every week, maybe
don't
once a month.
Ruin it for me, Chris.
Oh, sorry. I'm just anticipating what you're going to yell about me.
Okay, go ahead. Build up to it. Just be glad we can't do feats of strength because you're across the country.
I'm going to pick up a log and put it over my head.
You know, I'm small but feisty.
Maybe you and Brooks can have the feats of strength.
Yeah, I mean, that's what he did ask me earlier, if we were going to record and he was going to be part of the feats of strength. He's like, are we going to, you know, just kind of air slap each other? Sure, whatever you want to do.
You have to pin.
Yeah, I don't think so. Although, okay, listen, the people above us. Okay, apartment story this week. I don't know what the people who live above us are doing, but
do you have a clogging problem? Do you have a clogging problem?
Seriously, it sounds like they are body slamming each other on the floor. It is so loud, and they're like thunk thunk. I have no idea what they're doing up there, and it's only at night, and it'll happen like 3 or 4 times at a random hour. It is so bizarre to me. But last night, it was consistent for, I don't know, like a good 2 minutes, which doesn't sound like a long time. But, you know, you're trying to watch a show. You're trying to relax a little bit. And you're like, oh, my gosh, what was that? It's very startling. And then it happens again and again. And Brooks is like, I'm going up there. Like, don't bother. Oh, apartment living, Chris.
I know. It sounds terrible. Like maybe they were, you know, finishing up Festivus by the pinning.
I mean, maybe, but they were a day early. I have no idea. Oh, yeah. Hey, listen. Yeah. Building 6. Not only does she have Christmas lights on her balcony, also in her car.
What? You have Christmas lights in your car?
How do you even make that happen? I'm not quite sure, but she managed it.
Wait, eccentric. So I need a visual. Like, is it like around, is it the inside, outside? Like, is it?
Brooks saw it. Let's come, Brooks. Give us a description. Oh wait, he's watching YouTube. You'll have to wait for the description.
The YouTube.
Dramatic pause.
Yeah, that was dead air that we don't like.
There's
that.
Christmas lights in the car.
Are they in the inside, outside? Like, are they going up
inside,
like the
outside,
radio and or the antenna there?
Across the top of the windshield.
Across the top of the windshield on the inside.
That is correct.
Multicolored or?
Yes, multicolored.
LED? Are they blinking? Are they blinking?
Blinking?
Solid color.
Just on all the time.
Just be more impressive if it was blinking.
Right? I feel like that might give you a seizure while you're driving if it was flashing lights.
Well, that's how you take out people.
Oh, gosh. Thank you.
Interesting.
It was so the Santa or the was it Rudolph nose and the antlers on the side of it. It would have all tied it all together.
You should go out there. I mean, I don't really have a frame of reference to how far this away is, but you should really do that.
No, I am not coming anywhere near anything that they own. It's just not going to happen, Chris. Nope. So I'll try.
I never thought about that.
Really? Because why would you? Who does that, Chris? Come on. Who's putting Christmas lights to turn on inside your car? Why are you doing that? Don't bother.
Well, I mean, I wonder if it's like, aren't they battery powered or do they have like, you know, the plug in like a newer vehicle or you have like the cigarette lighter? I'm really thinking about this. This is a good idea.
It's not. It's a bad idea. It's very dangerous.
side of
my
vehicle.
It's very distracting to drivers. Don't do this. Not good. It's probably illegal, but you know.
Oh, sure. Because you can't put those lights underneath your vehicle, right? While you're driving, so.
Right.
I liked it. Only in California.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know that only in California. Yeah. But that's what I got for apartment viewings this week, Chris.
Yeah.
It's always happenings.
Well, at least you have entertainment while you're quarantined.
Yeah, I wouldn't go so far as to call it entertainment, Chris. It's really stretching the definition thinly.
Well, I don't really have anything out where I live. I look out the window and I don't see anyone, which is probably what you want to see some days.
Some days. I don't know. We see some cute dogs every now and then. I like them. Oh. It's the people I could do without, you know.
Yeah, just the dogs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm good with them. Yeah. Except for, you know, my dog who goes outside and is like, oh my gosh, a person, I must bark at them because I haven't seen people in forever. Like,
you're
oh, you know, I told you, he taught himself how to bark at people who aren't wearing masks. That still keeps up. And he barks at smokers apparently now too. Okay. I'm not going to correct that.
Two bad things in life. You should, you know, correct those things.
No, I'm not going to correct him for yelling at them. I'm good, taking care of my job.
So good. He's trying to save the world.
I mean, he must be. I don't know. He's getting more spoiled, though, I do have to say. It's a problem.
Now I know that you don't have kiddos and stuff, so I'm assuming that Christmas isn't like a big thing to do in your household. Mm. And probably less so with quarantining and stuff like that. But do you do things for your pupper dogs for Christmas?
We used to when the oldest could see and hear. We always used to fill up stockings because he really likes to unwrap things. He was really good at it. And he loved tennis balls. He still plays with a tennis ball every night. What it's kind of sad because, you know, he's blind, so it takes him a while to find it, but he does play with it while he's eating. He sniffs around till he can figure it out, but we don't anymore. We'll give Frankie a new toy. I got him a whole thing of llamas. It was like at Costco. There was, I don't know, three or four in a pack, and I'm like, sold. That's good. He doesn't know the same toy, so he'll get a new
four
llama.
Things.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
So he'll get a new llama on Christmas. But yeah, we used to have stockings for each one of the dogs, and we'd fill it up. We'd wrap them all and fill them all and give them little treats, and yeah. It was a big to-do.
I know. We used to as well. I mean, we don't have pupper dogs anymore, but the one dog we just put down, he used to love unwrapping gifts. He'd grab them and just shake his head like he's ripping it apart.
Yeah.
It was so much fun. We have some videos of that to find them. Again, some days. So that was pre-kids.
Yeah.
Just loved doing that stuff. So.
A while ago.
I know. It's so sad.
What are you doing this year, Chris?
Oh, my goodness. We are doing... Well, since we're not really doing, you know, like the big family and, you know, church things and all that kind of stuff you normally do due to COVID and trying to be safe. And so we went all out with the kids this year, which is, I was just like, yeah, get it. Because they had, you know, I mean, not that they really mind because they're 6 and 8, because they're just like, they don't have those close friends like you're in middle school and high school yet, but you know, doing those things. But I said, let's just go for it. I will tell you, you know, we were stressing out a little bit about wrapping gifts, right? Because, you know, some still come from Santa and some come from us and things like that. And so we're trying to figure out.
And they still believe in Santa? I'm impressed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. If they want gifts, they better believe.
I gotta say, I don't think I... It was probably when I was 6 that I'm like, Santa is so not real. Yeah. I remember distinctly hiding downstairs and watching my mom put all the presents under the tree. And I was like, I knew it.
Oh, no. We have this whole thing.
Oh, good for you.
I would have a Santa outfit and bells and like the old school bells and stuff.
Wow.
So.
Aggressive. Yeah.
Hey, okay. I like Christmas. I like the holidays.
I know you do. You know I don't. So, okay.
I know.
It's a whole farce. It's ridiculous.
It's a hallmark. No, but I was, so we're trying to figure out like when to wrap gifts, because typically like kids are in school, kids are in sporting events, like, so we could separate and like divide and conquer and wrap gifts when the kids aren't home.
Right.
Well, they're here and everywhere, you know, right? They're home 24/7. So the other night I said, hey, just go lock your, I told my wife, I said, go lock yourself in a room. I'll take care of the kids for dinner and get them up to bed and stuff like that if you get a head start, and then I will join you after I get the kids to bed. And like half the time that we're supposed to record, I usually fall asleep.
Yeah.
You know, and we don't record, which is why we only do it like once a month. Well, that exact same thing happened to me, and I fell asleep with the kids. And my wife comes out at like 9:30 and like looks in the room, and I don't know, just probably her stare woke me up.
Sounds about right.
And I wake up and I'm like, what time? I fell asleep. I'm like, what time is it? She's like, 9:30. I'm like, oh my gosh. I'm like, all right, let me help you. She's like, no, we're done. She was very angry.
Sounds like she has a grievance she needs to air, Chris.
She has many grievances she has to air. And she typically does, which is good. You got to get those out.
Yeah,
but anyway, I will be just as surprised as the kids as those.
You have no idea what's coming.
I am the epitome of those dad jokes where it's like, you know,
nice.
The dad is as shocked as the kid when they open the gift. I mean, I know for the vast majority of what, you know, because we reviewed all those things, but my wife, in her ultimate planning, started shopping in October thinking that things would be backordered, having trouble with, you know, deliveries, and it's all coming true now. So
she's to blame.
She's, well, that's the hard thing. Well, that's the hard thing too. I always struggle with, historically, with, I'm a last minute shopper, which isn't good during a pandemic. So I've tried to be a little bit better, you know, right, from her and perspective. And so I was somewhat planned. It's just some things I still like thinking about getting her, but obviously it's not going to happen before Christmas. But I think when you start earlier,
yeah,
like you don't really, you just start earlier. You don't stop earlier.
Agreed. I think,
and
it's
so
really
you
true.
Just, yeah, so I mean, it's definitely obviously trailed off in the last week or two with deliveries and stuff like that, but it's definitely been, you know, an elongated period. So then there's things that the kids see or things that, and this year I'm just like, she, you know, she'll be like, oh, hey, such and such or whatever, this is on sale. I'm like, go for it. Just go for it. Like, let the kids have a great Christmas. Let them enjoy life. And, you know, because life's a little whack for them this year, obviously, with school and everything else that's going on. Just like us. But, you know, we have to put our big boy pants and girl pants on. So let the kids have fun, right?
Sure. So, I don't know. I don't have. Whatever.
Whatever. But anyway, that's the thing. So my poor wife was sequestered in our bedroom for like 4 hours wrapping. Yes.
That's a lot. That's a lot for her to wrap. 4 hours. Wow.
Well, it's like planning, and there's a whole process that goes into it.
Impressive.
You have two kids. You gotta make sure there's like the same quantity, the same like size ratio. There's a whole algorithm.
Oh my gosh. That sounds terrible.
And it's very true, because I was talking to some other parents, you know, of kids, and they have at least two, right? And there's this very like fair and equitable.
Wow.
It gets
interesting.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's the part of Christmas I don't like. And I think because I don't have kids, it's easier for me to say that. But the like materialistic part of Christmas, I just don't.
Oh yeah.
It's not my thing. Like Brooks and I have not gotten each other presents for years because it was so silly. I'm like, why are we buying each other presents? This is so ridiculous. Right. If we want to get something for each other, just whenever, like buy it then. Yeah. Like this is so dumb. But so I will say,
oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I will say my mother and my mother-in-law always get us things. And if we do not give them something to buy us, they will buy us things perhaps we did not want. or a gift card.
Perhaps.
Right. You know, or just like a gift card. So we make an effort throughout the year to be like, ooh, let's write that down as that's a good Christmas gift, you know, and try and have things that are useful. So I did have a few things on my list this year that I actually wanted, for instance, new podcasting headphones and I can't remember what else I said, but, you know, and Brooke sent some things too. So we got packages delivered and we like both opened the other's gifts and wrapped them so that we can do a Zoom unwrap, you know, situation. Awesome. Yeah. So
that's
we'll
nice.
See. Yeah, it will be. Maybe. I don't know. It's weird. It's just another day. You know, it's like another day that wasn't. It's like all of 2020. It's like didn't happen. I mean, it did, but it's like the year that wasn't just the year in my apartment.
I know. It's, yeah, I forget what I was going to say along those lines, but it was epic.
It must have been.
Oh, no. I think the one nice thing about, I agree with you with the materialism and things like that. It gets a little overboard. It's definitely fun as watching kids, you know, the joy. Mm-hmm. That's like the coolest thing in the world. And just all the traditions and things. But anyway, the nice thing about Christmas is that my family, probably more so than my wife's family, are notorious for like buying stuff like 20, not 24/7, but like for the kids, like constantly. And we've always struggled with that since they were babies. And it's actually been a nice excuse to start earlier, to put a moratorium on all those purchases that they would randomly buy. To your point, like things that they probably don't need, not probably, things they don't need.
Right. Yeah.
So it's like, all right, come October, no more purchases. So it's definitely been nice in that regard to like shut down some of the buying.
Yeah, that's good.
So much stuff.
Well, that's good. It sounds like they'll have a nice holiday, so that's good.
Oh, they'll be living large.
Yeah, I mean, hey, do it up, whatever you got to do, I guess, to get through. I mean, it's like I said this entire time, parents have it the worst out of everybody, man, because you have to like work and be a school teacher and somehow manage to not go insane. Those things don't combine. It's just not, no.
Yeah, God bless. Moms. Most moms are probably the ones on the front line with that.
Yeah, I would think. But I know there's a lot of single dads out there too. So yeah, that's tough. It's just mad respect for parents. So glad I'm not one. Chris.
So's the world.
Imagine. Can't imagine. I know. A huge collective sigh of relief. Oh, thank you.
This is actually very true. I sent this to my wife yesterday. This was one of those. It was a meme that was posted. It was about a husband and a wife going back and forth, and was the husband's like, "What are all these Amazon packages?" And the wife was like, "Oh, that's a gift for the homeschool teacher." And the husband's like, "So you?" Yep.
Yes.
And this one's for the kids' chauffeur. This one's for the baby's wet nurse. Oh, and this one's for the cleaning lady. So everything is for you. Yep.
Very accurate. I like it.
So very true. Yeah. But so worth it.
Yeah. Yeah. Good. What else is going on this week, Chris? Nothing.
We survived our snowstorm. I don't know when we recorded last time. Did I have the snowstorm or did we?
Yeah. You had the snowstorm and we were talking about how I shovel wrong.
Oh, that's right. I almost broke my back shoveling. So we're supposed to get tomorrow. We're supposed to get, you know, in my life of having power go out when it's bright and sunny out, there's supposed to get in the mid-50s tomorrow. So it's going to melt all the snow and rain heavy and have lots of wind. So I'm anticipating that, you know, come Christmas Eve night, when the strongest winds from the south are coming in, and when that cold front comes through and it blows from the west, I'm going to lose power.
Oh my
and
gosh.
So my kids are actually a little worried about if Santa can still find us.
Oh my gosh.
I said, don't you worry, buddy.
Yeah, be fine. GPS. Yeah,
I just hate being where, the only time I get annoyed about where we live is that we live like at the end of the power line. You know, so we're always like the last to get power turned on. It's not like living in town where it's like up within an hour or two unless something's really wrong.
Right.
You know, the earliest hour comes back on, it's like 4 or 5 hours. So.
Well, Chris, it's going to be windy here too. No rain tomorrow, although we are getting, I love it. The forecaster is like, hey, we're getting real rain on Monday. There's rain in the forecast, and then there's real rain.
What is fake rain out there?
Well, rain. So it's not called fake rain because it does actually, you know, there is a wet liquid that falls from the sky, but like rain is just maybe a quick shower that's 5 minutes long. Nothing really. Okay. But real rain is like it is going to rain all day and it will be a deluge of 2 inches of rain that will go nowhere but run off because the ground is so dry and, you know, whatever. We're in our rainy season, so it's to be expected. But anyway, what I was saying.
That's good, though, right? Because you've had some fires out there, right?
Oh, yeah, a ton. And before that storm on Monday, we have Santa Ana winds. So we have rolling power outages, not where I live at the coast, but inland. So, yeah, they have rolling power outages because the wind gusts are going to be, you know, like 60 miles an hour. So they just turn the power off preemptively because no one started a fire. So we understand, Chris, the power outage situation. Just saying. Not me, but we, the collective.
Yeah, but I would say that, you know, when your highs are in the 60s or 70s, I'm assuming.
Yes.
Maybe even the 80s, if you have Santa Ana winds coming off the mountains there. You know, it's a little better, you know, when the cold front comes by and it gets in the 20s and it stays in the 20s. So that's a little
yeah, that'll be
different,
a problem.
Sarah.
That'll be a problem, Chris.
It's a little chilly.
A little brisk. Don't miss it. Not at all. I was chatting with my mom today and she was saying, you know, she lives in Chicago and was talking about how cold it is there and how cold it's getting and how my youngest nephew hates to be cold. I'm like, wow, I understand. He's like, he just doesn't tolerate it. I'm like, yeah, me either. Nope. In the wrong city for that kid. Ask your parents to move. Too cold.
Yeah, that would be bad there.
Gonna be like minus whatever with the wind chill there. Ridiculous. I can't. It's I don't remember last time I had to wear a coat, much less like or you know, pants.
I'm pretty sure you texted me the other day and it was in the 60s and you were wearing a sweatshirt or something because it was
okay,
chilly.
A sweatshirt does not count as a coat. Yes, I live in a hoodie from like November 1st until February. But
I'm pretty sure you said you're wearing pants then too.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Because it was like 68, Chris. It's cold.
I think you texted me when it was like, I think we got down to a low that day of like 7. Oh, yeah. We've gotten down to 7 already. It's mid, well, not necessarily mid-December anymore, but at that time it was.
Brisk.
Yeah,
refreshing.
You're missing it. You're missing out on Central PA
missing
weather.
Anything, Chris. Oh my gosh. We have talked about weather for like the past two podcasts. Did you realize that? Wow.
Because it's awesome. That's where old people.
Our listenership is going to go off with this conversation, Chris.
I was that Maybe. Person, though. I was outside in shorts because it was in the mid-40s today. Well, it was hot.
No.
Hey, when it's 7 and then you go from 7 to the mid-40s, mid-40s is hot.
Still cold. Yep. Just not as bitter.
Anyway.
Yes. Well, I hope wherever you're listening at that you are in the climate that suits your needs. And if not, you can move. Maybe not during the pandemic, but, you know, eventually you can move. Chris. The time for the airing of the grievances.
Oh, yeah. I want to hear them. I want to hear the grievances that you have, sir.
Okay. Well, my first grievance would be that you are very inconsistent with our recording. You had promised me every week, Chris, and sometimes you don't show up, but once a month. What's that about?
I think I told you I was going to get this one.
Is this thing on?
Hello. Wait, I'm having deja vu.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm sorry. Continue.
It's my first grievance. How dare you have a family and a life outside of this podcast? It's ridiculous. Get it together, man.
Hey, listen, if we get some actual feedback, email or any of those social media platforms that you talk about at the end of the podcast, I will be more consistent if we get feedback from the listeners.
Chris, you know, if we're not consistent, then the listeners don't come. Although, yeah, I guess we have had good listenership with your inconsistency. Who knew?
I know. I know. It's the distance makes the heart grow fonder, right? It's the
wrong. Wrong. It's just wrong.
All right. What else you got?
I mean, that's my main grievance with you.
Oh, okay.
Does it have to be all with you? I have a lot of grievances, but I'm mad at people who think that they can just like go on vacation in the middle of a pandemic because they deserve it. No, I'm mad at you.
Yes, agreed.
Don't do that. Is that nice?
I got one.
Oh, Brooks has got a grievance. Here he comes.
Stay-at-home order means stay at home unless you need to go get food or beer. Not, oh, I want to go outside and do something else. Stay at home.
Wait, so food and beer are okay? But what about your smokes?
What about your smokes? No.
Yeah, if you need cigs too.
Yeah.
Do me a favor. Smoke with a hole in your mask.
Unbelievable.
This is the funniest ones.
Oh my God.
How about your meth?
yeah, right. Oh.
I guess what are the exceptions to this?
There aren't any. Zero.
Hard liquor?
No, there's just zero. Everything can be delivered to your doorstep. I mean, come on. Okay, moving outside of COVID. I am mad at the people who believe that riding their bicycle on the sidewalk is acceptable when there is a bike lane. If you do not know how to use the bike lane, you should be walking on the sidewalk, not riding your bicycle on the sidewalk trying to murder me.
That's a good point. I like it.
I don't like it,
it's
Chris.
It's a good grievance. No, it's a good grievance. I accept that grievance.
Okay. Let's see. What else? What else am I mad about, Chris? I'm mad at the people who are good surfers that, you know, think they own the whole ocean because, you know, you didn't start out as a good surfer. Be nice to us poor surfers. Share part of your damn ocean.
I think that's pretty much like anything, right? When you're skiing or snowboarding and you see those people zigzag in between you.
Come on.
Or any other kind of sport where people like, you know, look down upon newbies.
We all started somewhere. You weren't born on a surfboard or on skis or whatever it is. Oh, I can't stand it.
That is annoying.
It's so annoying. Oh, the people that don't leash their dog. What's the matter with you? Come on. You don't know. What? You don't know what your dog is going to do.
You live in a city. How's that not possible?
Mm. Oh, they're well trained. I don't care. Don't care at all. You have no idea. No idea what they're going to do. Don't like it.
You should start picking up dogs when they do that and take them home.
I don't want them. I don't want their dog.
It's a cute one. Like, oh, I'll take this one.
Maybe, yeah.
It's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah. The people who smoke where it clearly says no smoking. Mm. Nope. Not okay with that.
Like, especially at health systems.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm just outside the door. Yeah, not helping. Go elsewhere. I don't know, Chris. That's about
That's
it. You know, I don't get mad at a lot. I don't really have a lot of grievances. I'm generally pretty happy-go-lucky. I'm an easygoing gal.
Yeah. I did come up with a list, but you took a couple of those. I think my biggest grievance is hypocrisy.
Mm. That's a good one.
I think through this pandemic, there's been a lot of hypocrisy.
Yes.
I mean, in general, people will say, you know, do this, but then they'll do it, or things like that. So that's a big grievance on me.
Yeah.
Both from our leaders and, you know, our friends and stuff like that. So that's a big grievance of mine. I think I was thinking about that. I think a big grievance I have is it's going to melt all the snow so I don't get a white Christmas this year.
Mm. I mean, that is sad if you like a white Christmas. I'll accept it.
I know. We had like a foot of snow or more. Mm. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm with you. I don't have a lot of grievances. You know, life's been, you know, minus the pandemic has been good for us, you know, as a whole. Yeah. So I agree. Just good. The hypocrisy of stupidity. And here's another grievance. People not believing in science.
Oh, yes. I will accept that, sir.
I just, it baffles my mind how, and I feel like it's like the Amish, right? And people don't know the Amish, right? It's like they kind of like are stuck in time, you know?
Yes.
With buggies and stuff like that. It's like, oh, I will accept all the science that gives me my smartphones and, you know, aspirin and stents and all this other stuff. But it's like, oh, no. Like when it comes to like new science.
Right.
That's all fake.
Unbelievable to me. It's just so comical. And the things that people point out, and I'm like, you know, that's a complication of Tylenol, right? Cool.
Oh, yeah. That's alcohol. Actually, goes with anything. Just drink hard alcohol with anything.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Good.
So I have a lot of other ones related to COVID, but those are just rehashing a lot of stupidity. My grievance is people are stupid. that's just the carte blanche umbrella.
I think grievance. That's fair. I'll accept it. It's a good grievance. Yeah. I like it. I like our airing of the grievances.
Yeah. Now you just have to go to the Feats of Strength with Brooks, and then we'll be done with this.
Yeah. He's got the headband on. And
if only we had YouTube channel set up.
Well, we could. We could, Chris. We could start YouTubing. Maybe that's how we become famous. Do you know?
All right. Let's
listen, the kid who made the most on YouTube this year is 9. He made $30 million on YouTube.
How did he make what?
Who knows?
Come on, what did he do?
I have no idea. You think I'm watching a 9-year-old on YouTube? I have no idea what he did. But he's the highest grossing.
I'm pretty sure if you want to learn what to do on YouTube, you better watch that 9-year-old who's making $30 million.
No way. You can't copy that, though. That's the thing. Like, what makes them make money is their style and who they are. I mean, just...
Oh, yeah. Well, like, what are they doing?
I don't know. But I think if we put this ridiculousness on YouTube, people might tune in, Chris.
I think we should. I'm all set up now for it.
Okay. I mean, we'll do it, but then you got to be consistent.
Consistently what? Great?
Yeah. Or just showing up, maybe. I don't know.
What was your first grievance, by the way?
Maybe we should do it like every other week. I don't know. We'll see.
I like keeping people on their toes.
Yeah. You mean people being Sarah. Hey, 3 dots. Are we recording tonight? 3 dots. Did he fall asleep?
I know. Hey, come on. I'm old. If you were on the East Coast, it'd be so much easier.
I don't think so.
No, I know. It would still be terrible.
It would still be still children, record at your time, Chris. You're not adapting to me. I'm adapting to you. I'm adapting to you now.
It's 11 p.m. at night.
I didn't tell you you had to wait until 7 o'clock to start recording.
I know.
Or 10 o'clock or whatever time. I don't know.
It's 10 o'clock.
Yeah, it's 8 o'clock for me. It's my bedtime, Chris.
Mine too. I got to work tomorrow. So
that sounds terrible. Okay, well, you have fun with that. Hey, I'm going to put this out tomorrow.
Nice. Oh, it's the day after Festivus. You couldn't do it before midnight.
I mean, maybe. There isn't really much to edit, so. I could do it.
There's not much. To keep it.
Oh my gosh. If you want to read all about Festivus, I shared it on our Twitter account at Can I Tell You? That's letter U funny. So you can go over and check out the little poster meme that Chris was referencing at the beginning of the episode. You can tweet at us and follow along there. I have been better at tweeting funny little tidbits I find or think throughout the day. You never know with me what's going to Chris. You can head on over to our website at canitellyousomethingfunny.weblo.io. Link to the show notes. And drop us a funny story completely anonymously. Yeah, just a funny story. We'll read it. We promise. And you can subscribe, rate, review, tell your friends, family, share a Christmas dinner. Come on. Who doesn't want to listen to this? We got, this is our 70th episode, Chris. So you got 69 more you can go back and listen to. See how much better we got. That's it, Chris. That's what I know. Where did you go, Chris? Did you leave? Oh my gosh.
Here? Can you
there
hear?
He is. Now I
hey.
Can.
Hey. Okay. I said that's, we definitely have gotten better.
Yeah, I think so. That's a fair statement. I'll accept it. Not great, but
marginally, but we've gotten better.
I mean, it takes time. Yeah. If you want to follow
Thanks,
me.
Thanks, everyone.
No, no, Chris. We're not done yet. If you want to follow me.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's all about you.
I'm on Twitter. Sarah No Socks. Yeah. That's it. Now we're done. Waiting.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks, Sarah. I appreciate it. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy Hanukkah. Kwanzaa. I don't know if there's any other holidays. I think we may have missed the earlier ones. So,
yes.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to whatever holiday you are celebrating over the next few weeks. And yeah, we'll see you all in 2021.
Yeah. Don't be a super spreader event.
Mm-hmm. Please don't do that. Yeah. Okay.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.